bullshit. It's all just dumb gay politics. America's gotten kind of whack, but we're not gonna let it go down like that, cause we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. It's all shit. It's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanas. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.
Everybody, welcome to Dumb Gay Politics. I'm Julie.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is the podcast where we talk about politics like we're talking about reality TV.
Politics.
Politics.
Well, this week, the reality show stopped being polite and started getting real. Like, really real.
Raw, raw.
Like when Luann de Lesseps got arrested, or when Bobby Zarin died, or when Brooks faked the cancer.
Brooks is right for me. Brooks is right for me.
My mom.
My mom.
My mom.
I wish my mom was here. My mom.
Bran.
I want to go. Bran. 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 Brooks is right for me. Bran. Bran. Brooks is right for me. Bran. Brooks is right for me.
I mean,
I wish my mom was here. I want to go bowling, but I can't because my mom isn't come. And I just wish my mom was here.
No, she was bowling and she said, my mom can babysit. And everyone was like, Vicky, your mom's dead.
I forgot my mom was dead. I forgot my mom was dead. I forgot my mom.
I mean,
Brooks. Bran, I don't mind that your husband beats you and the kids. It's fine. I don't mind it.
I feel like Brianne's husband just got elected to the Supreme Court. Is it elected?
Brianne's husband.
Appointed?
Brianne's husband did just get elected and appointed to the Supreme Court. And I would even say he did get elected, being that he got voted right on in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, it is votes. You're right.
I just did like a gangbang train. I slapped my dick around. Not only did, for shits and giggles, let's just say I didn't do that. And I acted like a twat cunt in front of an entire hearing board.
Yeah.
That was fine.
And now, anytime I see his smile, well, we'll get to it.
He talks like, okay. I can't do it.
So, last week, I mean, this might be an even bigger travesty than Bruce Kavanaugh. We joked, or I should say, Mamia joked that it was ball snack month. Okay?
I don't even remember why it came up.
Even now, you're unwrapping a ball. So why it came up is because we talked about cheese balls, and we talked about Andione and the British Maltese malted milk balls.
Right.
And Julie then said it was ball snack month, and I was like, oh, bitch, no, please don't do it to us. Don't do it, girl.
Yeah.
Less than 18 hours later, we had a one-pound bag of Fireballs and a one-pound bag of malt balls sitting down at the post office, courtesy of Laura Mueller. Okay, Laura, you bitch. Okay, that is definitely a DGP record, right? As far as the gifts
go. It sure
is.
It sure is. I've never felt so powerful in my life.
And though that turnaround was fucking bananas, the ball snacks did not stop coming.
I mean, I have to say, I mean, they have brought some smiles.
They have.
I mean, when, you know, and we've discussed being in our feelings and all of that stuff, and it's been challenging time. And I have to say, those balls showing up did bring a smile to the face.
And I mean, Laura, like the goddamn, we just were like, what? And it's huge. And this.
Huge.
The Fireballs have become a revelation. I just want to say to anyone out there recently sober, testing out sobriety, even temporarily sober like us, get some Fireballs. Get some cinnamon shit because it's almost like root beer.
It's good for weight loss too because they're a little bit of an appetite suppressant.
Yeah, you burn off your, and they get you a little high because they're like spice. Yeah, so you're like, you get a little buzz. Mm-hmm. And so we've been having them. You get a sugar, spicy buzz, and you can hear Julie smack them down.
I've lost 70 pounds.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm nothing. I'm going to take a picture of myself and put it, I'm whittled away.
Yeah.
You can't even see me.
She's just bones.
Just bones.
So
I'm just balls. All I am are balls.
That's
I'm
right.
Bones of balls. I'm bone balls. I'm balls bones.
So then Jamie Voss, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Jamie sent us stuff before. James fucking sent us sour smog balls, which are the goddamn business.
I'd never heard of them before, never seen them before, never. And we are obsessed.
Yeah. They're like little, kind of the size of little lemon heads, but they're different flavors, not just lemon.
Right. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. Delightful.
Yeah. Delightful.
And sour. My
Jamie
favorite.
Didn't stop the madness. Mm-mm. Because then popcorn balls arrived, which is actual popcorn that's sweet, kind of like kettle corn, mm-hmm. formed into balls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like candied apples, but it's popcorn.
But it's balls.
And that's huge balls. It's yeah, popcorn balls.
It's popcorn balls. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. which was also delicious. I'm not going to lie.
Delicious.
Because I love a sweet popcorn.
Sweet popcorn's good. And popcorn is, and I don't know if we've talked about it.
We have,
oh,
bitch.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Well, then, as you know, popcorn's my favorite
yeah,
snack.
Yeah, because then Jamie went ahead and sent some pirate's booty, which is kind of like
also my favorite.
A tumored ball. It's a ball, but it's a bumpy
yeah,
ball.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
don't
it's
know.
A, yeah, it's a melanoma.
Yeah.
That's like a melanoma yeah. ball. You know what I mean?
You definitely need to get it checked out if it grows on your back.
For sure. It goes like this. Doritos, popcorn, pirate's booty.
Yeah, which can be considered popcorn. It's just like more like processed popcorn.
Right. It will be Doritos month next month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, guys. I mean, let's be frank. It's chip month next month. And this month, it's flat. The rest of the month is flat screen TV month.
That's
Meow
right.
Meow said.
That's right.
Meow Meow's like, we got to tell
that's
him.
That's weird. It's flat screen TV month.
I know. I was like, it's $20. Table. It's $20 bill month.
It's coffee table month.
Yeah.
It's new. Oh my God. It's weird. It's new furniture month.
Yeah.
Also, you know what it is? It's new house month. It's new house month. Because I need to move, so.
So then, Skylar Atkins mm-hmm. sent us Bigfoot balls and unicorn balls.
Okay, now, also I'd never heard of those, and I love them. I love them. You can't eat too many of them. You can have one or two, and then you have to
Julie
put them away.
Open, because this bitch, she opens all the packages, okay? And the fact that I make her wait, she picks them up from the mailbox, gets home. She's like, we got some packages, and it's like, and I'm like, no, bitch, no, don't open that shit. Wait.
Do you want me to open them or yeah. do you want me to wait till you get here? Or I could just open them.
Yeah,
do you want me to open them or do you want me to wait? I could open them,
I
but
make
I don't
her
need to wait.
And I don't care if I'm running in. I could be running in like, oh my God, we've got to get out to the car. My car's on fire. She's like, wait, let's just open this really quick before we go. Or we're late. We're 20 minutes late for something already. And she's like, let's just quickly open this. So then
listen,
she,
before we pop out to the hospital, I just want to open this right. real quick.
Can you
quick,
delay
quick.
Your labor? I know quick, you've got the labor, but it's the contractions are 5 minutes apart. I'm going to open these packages.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cut your finger off. I just need to open this gift real quick because it's just, we just need to open it quick just to get rid of the box. We just need to get rid of the box.
So then she rips the box open like the Incredible Hulk. She'll pull out like her keys. I'm like, don't you have an X-Acto knife somewhere
do,
handy?
Actually.
But she'll rip it open with her keys, muscle it open, and then pull it out. Look at this. And won't leave it to you. It's from rips open the Bigfoot balls and pops one right in her mouth. And is like, oh, like with, I'm talking about in like a 1 minute span, the bitch already has the candy in her mouth and her taste buds and roof of her mouth are singed to,
they were
to
so
the gods.
Spicy, sour, like, I don't
like
even
know
how
sour.
To explain them.
Death
I don't
sour.
Even know how to explain them at all. It's such a different flavor.
She's like, whoa. And then I put it in and immediately spit it out. I was like, I need, that thing goes in and out, in and out, in and out,
yeah, yeah,
in and
right,
out.
Right.
So I would say Skylar was the most on the nose because Ball Snack Month was about things with balls.
Yes.
It was like, you know, it was obviously like a dick and balls, like a Pabs, penis
right,
ass and balls
right.
euphemism.
Mm-hmm.
And so the unicorn balls and the
so,
Bigfoot
so
balls.
It's perfect that it went in and out and in and out
yeah.
and in and out.
It's perfect.
So there you go.
So they're tiny sour balls that are so bizarre and good.
Bizarre and good.
They are, yeah, they're so cute and so weird. And who knew that existed? I don't know. Someone from China's on is cooking that
I
up
know.
With the crystal meth and
or
then sending it on.
Or some sort of artisan is at home with some cat's glasses being like, cat eye glasses
yeah.
being like, I don't know. I just want to make like some unicorn balls.
Like gays will love this.
They will love it. And it's going to be all organic and gluten free. And I'm going to make them at home in my own oven. And then each ball is individually made with my own mind. And each one is like an opinion that I had. And like,
right.
it's like my own thought bubble. And then each one is going to be packaged. Like it's my own like saran wrap of my mind, you know?
They weren't individually packaged.
Because I live in Silver.
So then Patreon member Jay, this is what it said on the actual outside of the package. Mm-hmm. Patreon member Jay
yeah.
sent us a giant jug of cheese balls. So now...
Sorry.
So we already had some cheese balls that I had picked up at Walmart, because as you do.
Yep.
And we met this fan at Walmart. We won't even get into it. Who said, were you guys in your box office? And we were like, what? Oh, my God. Yes. I hope that angel is listening now to this.
I hope so, too.
At the Palm Springs Walmart.
Yeah.
And whenever I go to Walmart, which isn't often, because let's be frank, it's China's On part one, actually. It's pre-China's On.
It is.
It's the prequel to China's On.
Yeah, well,
and it's
exactly.
Sweatshop Mart. And yeah. I don't
it's
like
Empire
it.
Of the Sun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, it's like, yeah.
It's like way before. It's like ancient China's
yeah,
On.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's like when, you know what I mean? It's like it's binding
like
of the feet.
Yeah.
China's
right.
On.
So, no, that's Japanese, I think, isn't it?
Oh,
what's binding of the feet? Anyway. Okay. We should just cut that out. Okay, so, anyways, wait, what was I saying? So we already had cheese balls, a giant jug, and now we have one for my house and Julie's, of a giant jug of cheese balls, which I will take a jug of cheese balls anywhere.
Brandy loves cheese balls.
Yes.
It's super cute because I like them too, but not in the way you really love them.
But you like having them around because they don't tempt you, and that makes you feel powerful.
That's true. It's the one thing. There's not a lot of food that I'm not tempted by. But cheese balls, for whatever reason, I'm not like, I don't lay in bed and think that they're beckoning to me like a bag of Doritos would. You know what I mean?
I do. And I'll be starving at night, and I'll be like, the second you wake up in the morning, you can go in there and mash all the cheese balls you want.
Yeah,
and then inevitably when you wake up in the morning, you're like, nah, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, because it's not, that's not the flavor that your flavor
no, that's not the flavor of the morning.
No, that isn't the flavor of
the
morning.
But that's what's so great. I recommend to you guys, anyone who's dieting or anorexicing like me, you just go, do not eat after 7. And when you're dying and Starvel's the clown, you just go fucking, you know what? Get through tonight. In the morning, I'm going to eat whatever the fuck I want in that kitchen, and you will not do it in the morning because you will
true.
Not be filling it.
It is true. But around noon, you kind of like
exactly. Then you start doing it. So we have three Patreon members named Jay, straight up Jay, and one named Jay Salad. Their emails involve the names Julie, Julia, Kitty Cat, and the initials ES. So one of y'all needs to let us know which one of you sent the damn cheese balls. We kept the last names on the emails private just in case Jay is a secret conservative living in the DGP closet. So we'll protect your identities. But please go out, hit the Patreon page and let us know which one of you sent the cheese balls so we can thank you.
Okay.
Tell them about the Patreon.
Oh, God, that's right. Tell them about the Patreon, Jay. Thanks, Jay Salad. Well, the Patreon, in case you're not a subscriber, you must get on because we do a whole other hour, a bonus episode, if you will, of dumb gay politics. But it's not politics. It's just dumb gayness. And we're just like, and not even gay necessarily. We're just dumb. And not even dumb necessarily. It's just, so.
It's
so, like, you know, like tune in. Hey, tune in.
It's $1. www.patreon.com/dumbgaypolitics. Go do it.
Yeah. It's the Patreon is what keeps this podcast going, much like PBS.
And some Patreon subscribers, a trio of Patreon angels, sent more balls. Yet more balls arrived.
Yes.
From Amber Batella, Kirsten Garcia, and Yvette Garcia. No relation.
Nope.
They sent us chocolate malt balls and strawberry milkshake malt balls.
Those
which
are
we
delicious.
Were hitting,
yeah.
hitting.
Just hit right now.
Right before this.
Hit it.
Mm-hmm. And the gift didn't stop at balls, did it, Meow Meow?
No, it sure didn't. As it usually doesn't. When you start with balls, it never ends there, does it, ladies and
gentlemen?
Balls
are just always the beginning.
Balls are always just the beginning, and it always ends.
They can be a side dish, but they're not the main course.
Not the main course.
So
normally it wouldn't be.
Amber, Yvette, and Kirsten got us a cheese grater for dick parmesan.
which is the perfect thing for when you start with balls and you end with the dick parmesan. Marijuana gummy candy.
Because they said... they know we're sober now, but we can't stay sober if they can't be sober.
Correct. Which is true.
They attached little notes, which was so cute.
The notes were adorable. Thank you. I love the way they looked. They were like out of a Christmas movie and slash birthday movie. And then, of course, there was the one-of-a-kind night terror superhero doll made by Kiki, which we're assuming is Kirsten.
I'm assuming it's Kirsten.
Kirsten. Well, I'm obsessed with the Night Terror doll, and I, of course, am going to hang it in a good place. Where
Kiki
it's...
made jewelry. Well, are we going to hang it, or are we going to... Well, maybe we'll hang it from a noose on the bulletin board.
I felt like I would make a stand for it.
Oh, okay. You might have a superhero stand somewhere that holds up your Harry Potter figurine.
Let's keep that a secret. So we'll just... keep that on. Hey, I'm just going to make one. I'm not going to find one. I'm not going to take another figurine off and put that one on. So, you know... Now, let me read their letter.
Yeah, so they so nice. They sent a little bulletin board, which we will put on our bulletin board,
yes,
of their beautiful faces, and they are gorgy, and we've met them before. We love them. We love them. They're so cute, and they're mental health professionals that we're apparently turning crazy.
I know, and you know what? If you could call me, actually, and refer someone in the area. Okay. So, Julie and Brandy, just a little box of fun to show our admiration and appreciation for what you both do. The three of us are mental health professionals, licensed therapists, board-certified behavior analysts, etc., for children with severe mental health issues. We work in schools, homes, and the community with our kids and families. So, as you can imagine, our days are filled with a lot of darkness and occasional streams of light. We love our kids, but have tons of physical and emotional stress. So DGP and your Patreon give us an outlet to laugh and commiserate about our current state of political affairs. Our favorite quote, quote, don't reach out. It'll just make me do it faster.
That's referring to suicide.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
It did make me do a chuckle.
We love you guys and hope you know how valued you are in the lives of many. Sincerely, Amber Botello, Kirsten Garcia, and Yvette Garcia. No relation. They are just a lot of Mexicans where we live.
Why do cute, normal, well-adjusted girls listen to this? It really gets me in the heartstrings.
Yeah.
Does it you?
It really is nice. Yeah. It does. It completely does.
I look at their faces and I'm just like, why does anyone like us and want to be around us?
I don't know. And then I think these people have jobs.
I know. They're smart, pretty girls. Like, just, I'm like, and what are we doing? Dumping our toxic energy onto them? Like,
I often wonder with mental health professionals if they think, I want to get my hands on them so hard.
I know. And we'll let you do any kind of testing, but you have to pay us.
Yeah. I mean, you can. And I wonder what kind of study and what kind of study we could, you know, break the doors open on. You know what I mean? I feel like me alone could really just really be the one for the journals. You know what I mean?
The journals. I mean, it would go down. Well, we love them. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it just gets you. I don't know what it is. But also, I want to mention that last week we got the green shirts that we thought were from the Green Sisters, and we pimped out their stupid fucking Etsy store. And turns out the Green Sisters don't know shit about this podcast, right. So fuck their Etsy store.
Okay.
The shirts were actually from Patreon subscriber Devin Varana. Uh-huh. Varana? What do you think? Varana. I don't know. Devin? Then Devin doubled down even after we gave the credit to the stupid Green Sisters and sent us both Beto O'Rourke t-shirts and tank tops. Mm-hmm,
which I've been wearing.
With the classic Beto rainbow logo, which we like to call the It Gets Beto logo. Because it does get Beto. No, it doesn't.
Not
but
really.
It will.
It kind of gets worse.
So, which was also on the stickers that Jesse Guercio sent us.
Yes.
And we're just stoked because when it gets better, the swag that we have we're going to be so smug in that shit when he runs for president.
Yes.
Are we not?
And he will run for president.
And we're going to have that shit. And we're going to be like, it's called Senate swag, bitch.
Yeah. And we had it in 2018.
Okay. Like, okay. This 2018. This is so cute. 2024. We had this shit. We've been having this shit. Look, it's like faded.
It's called vintage. Okay. Vintage Beto. Beto get better.
What? I mean, his name's goddamn Robert. I just want to be like Robert, okay?
Yeah.
Robert O'Rourke. Nope, that's too hard to.
Robert O'Rourke. Robert O'Rourke.
It's too hard.
You can't say it.
All of it's too hard. Beto.
If I was a teacher,
Beto,
I'd be
Beto,
annoyed too.
Beto.
Robert.
Beto.
Robert O'Rourke.
Berto.
Roberto. Berto.
Okay, we got 2 minutes for this. Last but not least, podcast listener Jim Qualls sent us a children's book that his boss wrote.
Yes.
Jim works at an art gallery in New Orleans called the Alex Beard Studios. Now, the book is a satire about Trump called the Lion King, and the Trump character is a pompous warthog, a.k.a. a fucking pig.
Yep.
The book is Jean Balls 2018. Julie immediately, I mean, again, it's like she ripped open the box, she reads, she's tossing letters and stationery, and then gets the book out, and I'm telling you, like, papers everywhere, boxes everywhere. I'm like, we need to go. And she reads the book cover to cover. It was enraptured.
I love it. I loved it.
Then yesterday she said she wanted to, she wanted her mom to see it. And I go, oh, well, let's mail it to her. And she's like, no, I want to keep it. And I just want to show it to her. So she's hoarding the book. So I need to say, Jim, you're going to need to send us another one because I need one for my home. I need one for my coffee table.
Yeah.
And because Julie's obsessed with it. And he also sent blank cards with peacock paintings on the front, which are kind of in the peacocks are in the book, or yes, there's a peacock in the
they're
book.
They're in the book, yeah.
In the book. Which I kept. That's what I got.
And just I wanted to the book is giving you it's in rhyme. So it's
so cute.
So it's like there once was a king who liked to tell lies. He said it was day beneath the night skies. And then there's a picture of the warthog with a huge crown on, and he's very effeminate, may I say. He's a little, you know, G. And
he's a G warthog.
Good morning.
He's a jarthog.
Yeah. But then it's like, when it was wet, he said it was dry. He bragged about high. He could fly. I mean, it's about Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, and he literally at one point, he says, he calls him a lying pig. Like, he calls the guy, oh, before he was king, he lied to feel big, a runt who wanted to be a huge pig. Like, it's so next level. Like,
and the drawing and like the art in it, the cartoon, and we can't even call it a cartoon because it's art, obviously, by Alex Beard.
Yeah.
It's so great, Jim. We love it.
It's so good, and I hope everyone gets it. The Lying King by Alex Beard.
So cute. We'll take a picture of it and post it on the Patreon, but yeah. Jim won't see it because Jim's not a member of the Patreon. So I'm going to have to insist, Jim, that you go ahead and join the Patreon, okay? Yeah. So go on That's your boss's right. computer,
oh.
sign him on up, and then tell him it's a business expense, That's and right. then you don't even need to bother listening to it.
And you know what I was thinking? Here's my grand idea in order to get us a live podcast in New Orleans. Why don't we do it at the Alex Beard Studios? Jim, make it happen.
Text us, Jim. Okay, now it's time for Eye of the Shitstorm.
You should take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit up off of the wall, put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some fuck, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be.
Okay, so obviously the biggest piece of shit twisting around and stinking up the old atmosphere is our newest Supreme Court Justice, Brett Bruce Kavanaugh. At this time last week, it looked like we might be able to dodge the drunken gang rape bullet, but alas, a shaky, over-the-hill, turncoat Republican from Maine named Susan Collins was the deciding vote. That fucking bitch.
Yep.
It was the closest vote for a Supreme Court justice in 137 years. One vote from Susan Collins and Brett Kavanaugh has a job for life, judging people.
And by the way, Maine.
Wow.
Okay, fucking Maine.
Wow.
Can I just say, the population of Maine is 1.3 million. That is less than the population of L.A., right. The city of L.A., okay? L.A. has 4 million people. California has 40 million. How the fuck is our senator's vote worth the same as a fucking senator from Maine?
That is insane. Why is our senator's vote, our senator who speaks clearly, the same?
Oh, gangster. Gangster.
Someone who can even keep their... I'm sorry. Like, that is a very good point.
Why does a state with 1 million people? Ugh.
That is pretty fucked up. The entire state. I mean, okay, well, not only that, Susan Collins got elected in Maine in 1996 under the pretense that she believes senators should have a two-term limit. Here's a clip of her from 18 years ago saying that she would retire from public service after two terms. In case you haven't already done the math, her two terms were up in 2008. I don't know. I've lost track. I don't know what happened. I just was minding my own business. And unfortunately, she lied because it's 10 years later and she still hasn't retired.
Okay, here's the clip.
I do support term limits, and I have pledged that if I'm elected, I will only serve two terms, regardless of whether term limits law, a constitutional amendment passes or not. 12 years is long enough to be in public service, make a contribution, and then come home and let someone else take your place.
Take your place. I mean,
can you even?
Liar. Lie. That's a blatant lie caught. I mean, that's a recorded lie.
Come on. Come the fuck on.
I didn't remember saying that since I've got my, I lost my memory from an accident, and I don't know, I didn't remember saying that. I didn't, that wasn't me. I don't speak like that. I don't speak clearly like that.
Let someone else have a shot at it. Susan, you're 10, you're a decade done gone past.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Okay, so last week, Susan Collins, in her shaky speech on the Senate floor that we now know was all lies, or at least filled with lies, she said she believed that it needs to be innocent until proven guilty. Okay, so never mind that this wasn't a criminal trial, and that's the only place that even requires the presumption of innocence. Mm-hmm. But what's funny is that she was one of the loudest people calling for Al Franken to resign.
Oh.
Now, where was the presumption of innocence there?
Well, there was none, Brandy, because there was a full picture where he was putting his arms out, almost touching a woman's breasts. And I say that's guilty.
And incidentally, so Al Franken was the senator from Minnesota. And Minnesota has a population four times the size of Maine. And Al Franken had only served 1.5 terms. So he was still under her 2-term limit lie.
Also, when he women showed the pictures where they were standing next to him and he was smiling, and I could tell that his smile was because he was grabbing their midsection and getting a pound of flesh.
Picture groping.
That is unacceptable in the Congress. However, a man who is a cunt twat is should be on the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Susan. Well, her fourth term is...
Fourth fucking term.
I was going to end 2 terms, but then I just forgot that I was there. And then 3 and another one's coming up. And I just, who remembers? Time just flies. I didn't know. I don't know where I am right now. I don't know. That will be 24 years, Susan. That's, I mean, 24
so
years.
So it's up in 2020, her fourth term, 2 years.
Right. Her 4-year term is up in 2020. She probably has plans to retire, as it seems like just, you know, simply talking. It is very exhausting. It's true. I can barely get the words out now, but I just because I'm so excited about politics.
I mean, you could hear the precursor to the shakes, right, in the clip. Like, you could hear.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
right?
yes.
It made me think, like, yes. What am I leaning towards?
Oh, I'm leaning towards always clearing my throat. And just constantly never being able to hear.
Like constantly having a frog in your throat.
Yeah. Never being able to hear. My nose will constantly run. I'm going to be like, what? Mm-hmm. I don't know. What? <Mm-mm. laughs> I can't hear you. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be my life. So congratulations to you.
And you listen, and everyone and you listening. The 14 listeners.
Yeah, to everyone listening. Well, whatever her plans are, the voters have their own plan. The moment she announced last week on the Senate floor that she was going to vote in favor of confirming Brett Bruce Kavanaugh, the website that takes donations of her opponent crashed from too many donations. That is so awesome. It was down for 2 hours, and by Sunday, it had raised $3.3 million. I mean, oh, Susan. And since we're talking about it, that's almost 3 times the population of Maine. Oh right. My God, that's exactly. Amazing.
Every single number we've read, whether it be California, Minnesota, or just donations, it's all larger than Maine. Okay? At this point, my asshole, I'm about to take a shit larger than Maine.
I was just thinking that.
Like, I mean, literally.
I was just thinking that. I was literally about to say the shit you're about to take is going to be larger than Maine.
I've been brewing up a big special doo-doo. So that's okay, basically. It's $3.3 million. So that's basically, I like to imagine, it's like every single person in the entire state of Maine donating $3 to never hear from her again. I mean,
yes,
it's one of the smallest states in the union. I don't understand why they're still, I mean, I just don't get why they're doing politics under this antiquated system. And so let's, I just want to do this. Let's just for a second pretend that every person in a red state is a Republican.
Okay.
And every person in a blue state is a Democrat.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So why do 1.3 million Republicans in the red state of Maine get as much say as 40 million Democrats in the blue state of California? It's counterintuitive at best and downright criminal at worst. So let's just split it in the middle and call it what it is. Fucking corrupt.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. I don't know why. It's like they think that it's because it's even and every state has to have a voice. And you know, Brandy, when you
That's why
are
they
from,
do the Electoral College.
Well, that is why, because no one would ever listen to our backward up neck. I wanted to say up neck. I'm going to stop up-neck. Saying redneck.
They're up necks. They're fucking up necks. Their necks go up too high. Their necks go all the way up into their cerebellum, okay? They go through their mandible and up into their goddamn cerebral fucking cortex, okay? Goddamn up necks. Get your up neck ass, white ass out of here.
It's not about... It's the up neck is the new redneck. It's not redneck, it's up neck. That's right. I mean, well, we have to have a voice. And if we didn't have the voice, then we wouldn't have any voices.
It's like elitist. And I'm sorry,
I don't know.
40 million people in California. And listen, we've got some up necks here ourselves, okay?
Every place has an up neck.
Yeah, they're right around Devin Nunes' territory in Bakersfield. Yes. I mean, with all due.
No, with all due, there's up necks everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
I got some up necks. If you shake my family tree, and I mean quite close to me, some up necks fall out. Right, Mom?
I mean, what we've all got up necks in the family.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? We've got up necks. We have slow necks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of slow necks in
my
family.
We've got some handicap necks.
Oh, we've got all the necks. Okay?
We've got every
all
kind of necks.
All the
we
necks.
We definitely have deformed necks. Just ugly necks.
All I mean,
there's ugly necks.
Oh, fat necks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No necks.
Yeah.
No necks. Just no necks at all.
Yeah.
Just face to shoulders. Face to shoulders.
Face shoulders.
You know what I mean?
It's got to change, and if not, it's between the gerrymandering
Agreed.
And this bullshit, it's like we're gerrymandering fucking the country is what we're doing with this bullshit.
Yep.
And Maine better watch it, or we're going to secede them right off into the ocean. Bye, girl.
Yeah, bye, Maine. Bye, bye, Sush.
Yeah.
Bye, Shoes.
Bye, Shoes.
Bye, next.
Bye, Felice, Maine.
Here's.
Bye, Maine, Alicia. Okay?
Oh, God,
good night,
I can't
Wig
stop.
Alicia.
I'm really just giggling. I can't. So, it's so disturbing. Susan Collins is such a
an asshole.
She's an asshole.
I hate her guts now.
She is an asshole. We tried to like her, and when this
I
was
feel
a,
duped.
Yes.
Am I just a person that just looks and is like, oh, she's in the middle? What a fucking liar! She went in that old clip and she lied.
She not only lies, but she pretends to be. When it comes to like Republicans and Democrats too, when they pretend to be. On the air of logic and rational and like, I'm in the center. Nobody tells me what to do. I have my own feelings. I have my own thoughts. I don't go by party lines. I'm not.
Right.
That's lies.
Lies.
And there's no way that a human being, even Alaska, looked at Brett Bruce Kavanaugh. I think Murkowski, who voted, who wouldn't even vote. What? Because she was obviously too scared to say no, but she wanted to say no because somebody who doesn't vote, that's the person who doesn't want to say no. So
of course,
or you know what I mean. So
she's like, my constituents want one thing, and I'm about to get like gang raped outside these halls.
That's the same as I don't speak about my sexuality. That's because you're gay,
right?
So anyone who doesn't speak about their sexuality is fucking homosexual. Even Murkowski looked at Bruce Brett Kavanaugh. I don't even think whether she believed he was innocent or guilty, who cares, whatever. The motherfucker saw him in the room and was disgusted.
Yeah.
Period.
She wasn't feeling it.
He was a fucking little cunt twat.
Yeah.
He was.
He is.
He's disgusting.
Awful, you
He's
guys.
An awful person. He showed his true colors. He had no class. He wasn't respectful at all. He yelled at people. He was, well, what do you drink, Senator? I like beer. And I was with Tobin.
And like, and you're interviewing with... me. You're interviewing me.
I mean.
You're interviewing me, Senator. Right. And yeah, what about Tobin's working out?
Like
Tobin.
And Squee. The fact that he was even saying, I love my friends. I love my friends. Like Tobin and Squee.
a 53-year-old man is referring to his friends the same way he referred to them in high school and college, by their last name and nickname.
And P.S. keep, and then keep in the calendar.
You raped.
Yeah.
You raped. Not only did you, and not only did you rape, you know you raped.
Yeah.
And you know they all raped.
Tobin and Squee raped.
You know, you watched Tobin and Squee raped, and you put it, you have a different rape calendar.
Yeah.
I know there's another calendar, and it's a rape calendar. I know that exactly. You have a rape calendar. I know you guys, like, sat around and jerked off in a circle and ate each other's fucking jizz because you thought it was so good and put it on crackers or whatever.
Jizz crackers.
And you fucking, like, sat around and talked about who you raped.
Get the rape calendar out. Let's see what's coming up next Tuesday.
That's right. That's right. I don't know, man. I have a test. I have to work out and play football before. I can't do raping on Tuesday, man. Come on, Squee. We have to do raping Wednesday night from 8 to 9, man.
I honestly want... I want... Since I'm barren from all the drugs.
Uh-huh.
I want him to overturn Roe v. Wade just to mote her.
Yeah.
Because her whole thing, Susan, was to fucking, was she was worried about Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? Take away our right to choose so that we can all literally throw like tomatoes at Susan when she walks around in Maine.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've never wanted to burn a witch at the stake before, but I might now.
She's such a pandering fucking liar.
Pandering. He seemed like a good man. I mean, it ruined his family. You know, I'm sorry a rapist's family life was ruined. I'm sorry a bunch of rape guys' families and that they were going through a hard time. If I hear one more time these guys, look what they did to his family and he's going through this hard time. He's a fucking raper. I don't care that his family went through a hard time. I don't care that he's going through a hard time. Fucking go cry about it.
And you know what? Ruth Gator Ginsburg, is that, I mean, listen, she's our queen. She's our G's. She's our supreme G's. But she is about to kick the bucket. I mean, with all due. And they are going to get if that whore doesn't hold on. Ruth?
I know.
Fucking hold on, Ruth.
She is holding on.
You better Ruth, hold on.
We're going to send you some, I don't even know. We're going to
some vitamins.
We're going to send you some Dream Team, some Chill Factor.
Yeah.
Some extra batteries because
she
cannot
has
leave.
Got, she has got, they better, my cousin Ruth on her ass. Not my cousin Ruth. Weekend at Ruth's. They need a weekend at Ruth's.
They definitely need a
weekend at
Ruthie's.
Ruth.
Prop her up.
Yes.
Put her on the chair. I don't care. Put a scarf around
that
neck.
It's going to be Sotomayor Galorca.
Sotomayorica is going to literally pretend. She's going to go in her office and be like, morning, Ruth. I love our morning. Ruth?
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Shit. She's going to get on her iPhone and
she's
be like,
Barry, hi, it's me. I don't know. She's not breathing. I don't know what to do. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Call Elena Kagan on the horn. Okay. Get her in here.
Yeah.
Let's pretend we're doing our nails. Let's go do manicures and pedicures.
Okay. Just put her up. Just put her in the chair. Put her in the chair. Hi, Thomas.
Clarence.
Yeah, Clarence. Hi, Clarence. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good
morning. We're busy now.
I don't need a Coke.
Take your pubes fucking and asshole. Fucking kick rocks, you
he
tool.
He always comes by. Such a fucking little. Oh, hi, John. John Roberts always comes and tries to pick me up. No, I don't want a croissant. Keep it moving. Okay.
I think we should do pedicures and massages so she can pretend she's sleeping at
good
all
one,
times.
Good one.
And then it's weekend at Ruth. I mean, it's spa weekend at Ruthie's. And then should we keep her going? And then 2020 happens, and it's like,
oh no, she died.
Because if they get three, it's curtains.
It is curtains.
It's straight curtains.
It's curtains.
And I feel like everyone. Everyone, I Ellen tweeted something that was interesting, or I just, it wasn't interesting. I just liked it. It was like, they might not have listened to our voices, but they won't be able to ignore our vote. And I was like, well, that was good. That was well written by your assistant. assistants.
I know, your long suffering assistants.
But the thing is, I feel like everyone's like acting like they're fired up, but I personally believe like it kind of like popped a hole in the blue wave balloon.
Yeah.
I'm feeling kind of not that great about the midterms. What are you feeling?
I'm scared because I just don't trust any of that. So, and I
think it was a bad sign. Personally, for me, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really understand how, and I know that the news wants to talk about, because when Clarence Thomas got put in, after Clarence Thomas got on the Supreme Court, the number of women who got voted into anything.
Yeah,
like
any office, anything.
It went up like by 70%. It like crazy skyrocketed. So they think that that's what's going to happen again.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
I just,
good. Women probably will get in. They just won't be fucking Democrats.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't matter. I mean, at this point, it's like Trump has gotten me this. I'm so even like it does. How do we know with women now? I don't know. We don't know. I don't know. So, and Kavanaugh, people think, oh, he's a great judge. He loves the Constitution. He's all about the Constitution. Here's let's go through the things that
this is like. Let's hit the key issues.
Yeah, the keys. Let's hit the keys.
Let's hit the. Hey, Alicia, let's tap those keys. Okay.
Let's tap
out a tune on the keys.
This Supreme Court's on fire.
Yeah.
He's against abortion, so there's that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, that's not really. He believes the president is above the law and should not be prosecuted under any circumstances.
So the Russia, Mueller, you can just start packing up your briefcase. I mean,
he literally
get your documents.
I've been trying. I cannot figure out why a person would be into that. Why a person who isn't the president would think the president is above the law. I don't understand why you think that.
It's not like not understanding why people are into scat.
That's exactly like, why. I don't. Like, why
are you into
why
that?
Why are you into being shit on? I don't understand.
Or eating it.
You like to eat shit. That's basically what that is. That's what that belief
is. Who is into anyone being above the law?
I don't understand. I don't
know. Except for your own self.
That's
like
what I'm
everyone's
saying.
Just like, I believe in me being above the law. And then that's it.
Yeah. And that is what I believe. Right. he's against regulations, which in turns means he doesn't prioritize protecting the consumer, which in turns means he doesn't give a fuck about middle and lower class Americans who spend money.
Right.
Again.
He voted against the Consumer Protection Act. I don't even, that might just say, do you want to vote against Americans or do you want to make a judgment against all Americans?
Including yourself. Yeah. Including your dumb, raping, tiny-dicked self. He doesn't give a shit about the environment, which also goes along with his anti-regulation stance. He thinks religious people should be allowed to do what they want, i.e. discriminate against who they want under the guise of religious belief. It's my favorite one.
I know it's your absolute favorite.
I love it when people love to use religion as a belief and then use the belief against other people's existence.
Right. And now he's on the Supreme Court. Ugh. No one religious should be allowed on there. I mean,
no.
I'm sorry.
No.
No offense to anyone who's religious.
No.
You shouldn't be on the Supreme Court.
If
you're allowed to live.
If you can seriously separate your religious beliefs from law and constitution, then you may be in government in any capacity, including the law. If you can't, then that is not for you. That's just all. It's not a judgment. It just is.
Yeah.
It just is.
It just is a fact.
So, you know what I mean? It's like a...
it's a reasonable fact.
You can't be a scientist and not believe in evolution.
You can't be a scientist and then go be like, I'm going to be your pastor. It's like... Mwah.
No, you can't. You just can't. It just doesn't... They can't... They just... You can't. So... he's pro-Second Amendment, anti-gun control, and declared a bill that banned semi-automatic weapons unconstitutional. His reasoning when asked was that they are in common use.
Oh, I just, every time I leave the house, I see somebody toting around a semi-automatic weapon. I mean, honestly, the only time I've even seen one in recent memory is like walking around in Mexico.
Right.
I'm serious.
Exactly.
Where they're like guards are standing. And quite frankly, I was doing a drug deal. When I looked over and said, well, there's some policia or whatever they're called.
Policia? You know, after reading this, I just this thing just came over me of seeing him in the gangbang train.
Yes.
That he, a person who has these beliefs is a person who gets in a gangbang train because he is a complete and utter follower.
Oh, yeah.
Tool.
His,
doesn't have his own thoughts and any
his
thought
life is
he
a gangbang train.
These opinions are a person of a gangbang train.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like he needs to do what will keep him on the train so that he can get all the good stuff from the raping.
Right. Like, all the good stuff.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just wanted to say that. He doesn't believe that Americans have a right to privacy when it comes to the government collecting information through unreasonable search and seizure. Just, you know, spying through our fucking laptops, cameras. Yeah, he's fine with it. He doesn't agree with protecting every citizen's right not to be watched by a CIA perv while they're dressing in front of the fucking smart TV in their bedroom because anything is a go when it comes to the war on terrorism.
The war on terrorism.
Wow. Yeah, that, you know what? We need to go through everybody's camera and laptops and smart because it's because of terrorism.
Gangbangers love watching you through your smart TV.
Yes, they do.
that you wish you didn't even buy because it's a piece of shit in your bedroom and you got it too small and it sucks.
And
you got
to use the Roku remote. And the sound is awful.
Yeah, I mean.
Awful, the sound. Yeah. Awful.
Just get a big regular TV. Fuck a smart TV.
And why does the fucking sound get louder with the music and lower with the voices?
It's like the dialogue we need loud. Yes. We don't need the gunshots loud.
No.
It's like, you know what it should be? Women TV and men TV. That's what it should be. It should be, are you a man? Here's your section. Are you a woman? Here's your section. You want to hear the talking. I want to hear the talking. Mm-hmm. I can't handle explosions blasting off my TV.
Not in bed. Not in bed. I'm laying there. I'm listening. I'm kind of relaxing. And all of a sudden I hear.
And then it should be bed TV, living room TV.
You're right.
Kitchen TV.
Doesn't all of this, every single thing we're reading, it makes it so much clear. It makes it's so clear that he's a fucking rapist. That he's.
And he wants the government, period, and the CIA to be above the law.
Yeah, he does, because why then he will benefit.
Yeah, which is why he believes that they should spy on everyone, have the right to spy on all Americans regardless.
Yeah,
which
he wants to do
weirdos
that.
Weirdos move off the grid.
Yeah, and he wants to have this weird power. He wants to have power over people. He wants to control people like he does with women. I need him to be... he's one of the fucktards that judged against net neutrality. Now, who goes against... He called it unlawful. If you don't know why he's an absolute corporate shill and an asshole for this, then go back and listen to the DGB episode called Nothing But Net Neutrality.
Yeah. That was a long and depressing shitstorm, but now it's time for a special quick edition of Another One Bites the Dust.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. Another one bites the dust.
Okay, so this is a segment that we haven't done for a while. It's called Another One Bites the Dust. So many people quit or get fired from the Trump White House that we had to create a special segment just to accommodate them all. But ever since White House counsel John McGahn left in August, the dust has settled from the dust biters and no one has gotten the butte.
Well, the dust kicked up again, girl. It kicked up again this morning because we are right on the pulse.
We are.
So fucking UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced her resignation in a special press conference from the White House. And there she was in her raspberry dress sitting next to Trump in front of that fucking fireplace. I don't understand that fireplace. It gets on my nerves. Why do they always, whether it's Obama and Biden.
I don't know.
Why am I always looking at that fucking fireplace?
I don't know. And there's never a fire in there. You know there's not. Did you ever sit there?
And has there ever been?
No, there's no way.
They've got a log and it's like, oh, someone, they're like, get the log. It's empty. And someone's dusting it. And it's like, move the... Change it up.
There's no way.
I want a different background.
Yeah, and there's no way that they're going to put a fire in there, being that the White House had a fire and burned half the shit down.
That's right.
A million years
ago.
Which
we saw when we, because Julie and I have been in the White House. Don't be jelly, guys. Don't be jelly. while Bear, the Rock,
that's
the
right.
fucking Rock was prez.
That's right.
We rolled on in, and I did take a picture when we were going through. There's a picture of him walking across the White House lawn, and it's a big frame picture when you... go through like the metal detectors when you first enter, and I took a picture of the picture and they were like, no pictures, and I was like, sweet, but I got that one. I fucking got that one. So and we like, and then I remember someone like in a wheelchair, but the kind that has the kind that is on a motor,
like a jazzy
wheelchair.
Yeah.
But someone who needed a wheelchair
made
friends with us.
Yes.
And the thing was, it's fine. I mean, we don't really like making friends, and it doesn't, you know, in matter, even if you're not handicapped, we don't really want to chat. But the problem was that they were going too slow, remember? Mm-hmm. And like, he wanted to talk and we were like, okay, well, we don't have a problem chatting you up, but we got to keep it pushing. Like, we're not trying to walk this slow.
No.
Oh, memories, memories. Well, apparently they all love each other. No one hates Nikki.
No.
Trump loves her. She loves him.
Oh, they love each other. They're having some kind of like, she's touching her heart when he talks about her. Nikki.
No discernible explanation except for 2 years is long enough, I guess.
Yeah, apparently she said that she just, you know, she's done her time in public service or whatever, even though she was governor of wherever she was governor for a while. And, you know, the question is, what is she going to do now? And no, she's like, I'm going to campaign for this guy. I'm going to campaign for this one. She's called him this one. Like, are they dating?
I know. Well, like, you know, seriously. The guy, the original, what was that thing? Fire and Fury. That original book, I thought, implied Nikki Haley was the...
Oh.
I don't know if the book said it, or maybe Anne told us that it was implicated that they were having an affair, her and Trump. We're going to play you guys some clips so you're in the know. But it, Trump said she made the position more glamorous and yes. more coveted. Yes. And if there was, I mean, we all know this because literally like Terry Schiavo knows it. But like if there was ever evidence that the guy phones it in, like phones it in from a wall phone with a long cord from 1979, the motherfucker phones it in. Like she made the ambassador to the UN more glamorous and more coveted. Like someone else, some young girls, like, you know what? I want to be the ambassador. Look at her. She doesn't have gray hair. Her voice isn't shaky.
I didn't know what I wanted to do. She's semi-young. I didn't know. She's tan. She has no lips and her teeth pop out.
And listen, she's got receding gums, but that's fine. That's her own hygiene issue.
Yeah, but I don't even, yeah, exactly. I don't care because they're white, white teeth. And I just feel good about like being
you can
a
be
woman of
pretty
the 90s.
And go in the UN.
Yeah, you can be completely pretty and go in the UN. And then you can like go to places like North Korea and Saudi Arabia where they are completely like treat you like shit. And then just like because you're a woman.
Also no one listens
to
or respects you at the UN.
At all. And you're constantly. I mean, it's just like I just feel like I feel like this job lasts for 2 years for a woman because she cannot. Literally, she's probably one more day. She wants to like kill herself.
Yeah.
And I just want that.
And I hope I get to work for Trump so that. They can really treat me like shit. Not only am I a woman, I'm working for the biggest buffoon who's ever been president.
God. Can we do like twin? I hope someday when like we get out of high school and stuff, we can do it together. Like we could do it together.
Let's
like,
make
together.
It ambassadors.
Ambassadors, because we're at BFF-sadors. And we go in there.
BFF-sadors,
and we're going to go together. And then we go to North Korea and they're like, you know, you'll do women. We don't know. No. And we go, whatever. We don't care. And then in Saudi Arabia, like, you're not allowed to drive. And then we're not. We just like walk around.
That sounded a little like more like an essay, like yo essay. I don't know, but yeah, we're gonna be like illy, and we stand for America. We stand so hard for America.
USA number one. Okay, all right.
So Trump said that Nikki has great relationships with the UN, and they like her, except for a couple. So we'll play that clip.
Okay.
I wanted to do this because Nikki Haley, ambassador to the United Nations, has been very special to me. She's done an incredible job. She's a fantastic person, very importantly, but she also is somebody that gets it. She has been at the United Nations and worked with us on the campaign. It's been really a long time, very intense, and she told me probably 6 months ago, she said, you know, maybe at the end of the year, at the end of a 2 year period, but the end of the year, I want to take a little time off. I want to take a little break. She's been a very successful, as you know, governor of South Carolina for 8 years. And then she.
He's like, what'd she do? All right. She did this one. Wait, what is she again? Oh, yeah.
What's going on in the world and very dangerous and a lot of things.
A lot of
things. She's done a fantastic job, and we've done a fantastic job together. We've solved a lot of problems.
They solved a lot of problems.
Solving a lot of problems. You know? At the beginning, North Korea was a massive problem, and now
they're not a problem anymore.
It's moving along.
It's moving along.
Really nice.
It's completely fine. The people are not starving anymore. It's fine.
Mike Pompeo. He thinks the world.
Mike Pompeo.
So we're all happy for you in one way.
We're all
we hate to lose. Hopefully
happy.
You'll be coming back at some point. But you
I'm never coming back here. I'm gonna kill myself.
But, I just want to let you know. So at the end of the year, Nikki will be leaving, and we'll be in constant touch. I know that whenever you have any ideas.
And then she smiled. She smiled in constant touch. She was like, don't ever
lose
touch
my
me
number,
again.
Motherfucker.
She got to know the players.
The players.
She got to know China, Russia,
China.
India.
The China.
She knows everybody on a very first-hand basis,
everybody.
And they like her. Except for maybe a couple, which is normal.
Okay. You can go fuck yourself with
really
that
like
one,
I
okay?
Think maybe more importantly, they respect her.
They respect
I love
her.
That that she got to know them very closely. It's like he's implying she fucked them all.
All of them.
Like it's like, okay, all right, already. Wait. I got it. I was professional, okay? Don Senior.
A few of them didn't like her. You know what I mean?
Okay, so then she went ahead and said foreign relations are better than they've ever been in decades. Okay.
Let's hear that.
The 2 years. Look at what has happened in 2 years with the United States on foreign policy. Now, the United States is respected.
Now.
Countries may not like what we do.
They're respected now.
They respect what we do. They know that if we say we're going to do something, we follow it through. And the president proved that, whether it was with the chemical weapons in Syria, whether it's with NATO, saying that other countries have to pay their share. I mean, whether it's the trade deals, which have been amazing, they get that the president means business, and they follow through with that. But then if you look at just these 2 years at the UN, we've cut $1.3 billion in the UN's budget. We've made it stronger. We've made it more efficient. South Sudan, we got an arms embargo, which was a long time coming. Three North Korean sanctions packages, which were the largest in a generation, done in
boring,
a way that
we boring,
really
worked
towards denuclearizing North Korea. The Iran
all
deal,
lies.
Bringing attention to the world that every country needs to understand you can't overlook all of the bad things they're doing. You have to see them for the threat that they are. I think you look at the anti-Israel bias and the strength and courage that the president showed in moving the embassy and showing the rest
which
of the
everyone
world,
hated.
We will put our embassy
wherever the fuck we want
because
we don't care about anyone else. We are fucking
have made
disgusting.
A huge difference in the U.S. standing, but I can tell you that the U.S. is strong again, and the U.S. is strong in a way that should.
Because it was so weak before. It was just
and
so
moving an embassy
weak.
Is such hard. It's so hard. You don't have to agree with anyone. Or
no. Well, and also you literally put it in a place that no one wanted it.
Very, very.
And you fucking offended everybody. Like
yeah. Good things about Jared and Ivanka.
Oh.
Jared is such
a
weirdo.
Hot, long sausage of a man.
He's a genius.
To redo the NAFTA deal the way he did.
To just take everything out of it and like basically just make it like USA number one. It's basically what the NAFTA deal says now.
And they do a lot of things behind.
With they look behind. They do a lot.
Yeah, they love doing things behind. In their
behind. Jared does. Jared loves doing things from behind.
Thank you to my family, Michael.
Girl, bye. Please don't. This isn't your Academy Award speech.
I'd like to thank my husband, Daniel, and my two kids who are fine. I want to thank my mother.
Oh, she said she's real fond of them. She said she's real fond
I'm
of the
real
kids.
I'm real fond of my kids. I'm real fond of them.
What a departure. So now here's the tea, okay?
Yes.
The deal is, this is the straight up goss, the hot goss.
Okay.
What they think is that Trump is about to get rid of old the attorney general, I mean the
Ron Rosenstein.
Yep, the deputy attorney general. Mm-hmm. He definitely wants to get rid of the main attorney general. What's
Mueller.
No. What's his dumb name? Attorney general. Oh, Jeff Sessions.
Oh, right.
So what people are thinking is that he wants to make Lindsey Graham the attorney general, which will then Nikki Haley will like immediately run. She was governor of South Carolina. She'll get to replace Lindsey Graham on the Senate as a South Carolina senator. She'll serve on the Senate for 2 years. And then in 2020 she'll serve on the Senate for the rest of this term and then maybe one more term. And then she'll run for president.
Whoa.
Yeah, is what they're saying.
She would be a good candidate for president.
They said she's so popular with the Republicans.
Yeah,
like, so
she
popular.
Is. And she is good. She is. That's why she's doing that. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that's the tea.
And then it's going to be it'll be a runoff between two women.
Yeah. Well, let's go from one lady who we think has made love to Donald Trump to another lady who we know has, but probably not in the last 5 or so years. In a moment with Melania. Okay, so last week, Melania Trump made what can only be described as a tone-deaf splash when she visited Africa. She told reporters that she wished they would focus on what she does, not what she wears. But then she proceeded to traverse the plains of Ghana, Malawi, Kenya, and Egypt in some of the most bizarre outfits any first lady has ever worn, ever. She literally looked like she was going to a costume party where the invitation said 1800s African chic. Well, when the pictures hit America, everyone was confounded, confused, perplexed, bewildered, flummoxed, and just plain turned off. But lucky for us, we have our one-of-a-kind, beautiful first lady here to explain just what the fuck she was thinking. Hi, Melania.
Hello, Brandy. It's so wonderful to be here with you.
You know, I don't know why people are so being so rude about my outfits, my fashion. I went to Africa. First of all, let me say.
Yes.
Africa's beautiful country.
Yes.
Beautiful black skin.
Yes.
Oh, I love to go choose who will come work for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just say to you, you know, I said I'm going to Africa. What is the motif of Africa?
Right.
And it is, of course, from my favorite, one of my favorite movies of all time, Out of Africa.
Right.
Starring Meryl Streep. Beautiful.
I watched it before I myself went to Africa.
And who doesn't want to go during time of when Africa's greatest time, when they own by white people?
Right.
I mean, that's the best time to go. So I watched Out of Africa. And I watched Raiders of Lost Ark with Baron.
Oh, I see.
Baron said to me to watch Raiders Lost Ark. I said, who's this Ark? Who lose it? Who lose Ark? Why? Who lose it? I've lost my glasses. I've lost some money before from, you know, Donald.
Right.
He lose money, but then he told me to put it in his bank account in Switzerland. I didn't know. So I just say, I've lost things. I don't know who loses Arks. That makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm not even sure which of the outfits was like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, they all were, Brandy,
okay.
Because it's the same time period, you know, or it's a little after, but, you know, it's giving you that, flair, you know, in the 20s, sort of, but this was, of course, 1800s.
Yeah, no.
I say, I want to look like woman who go from... on boat from 1800s, late 1800s, early 1900s, who maybe live in England, who own Africa and Egypt.
Right.
I don't know what the problem is.
You definitely, the outfits looked expensive.
And they were, Brandy, they were.
You looked like you owned Africa, is basically what you were
saying.
Well, giving.
I wanted to give that. And also, I met some of the people who make my clothes. So I go, and I love it. I thought it was beautiful. I looked beautiful.
So now, let's see. So when you were in... Egypt, which you were in Cairo and it was, I think, your last stop. You dressed like Colonel Sanders-esque, I found, like a colonial landowner.
Well, I wanted to give you not Colonel Sanders, that chicken not good. I
right,
don't eat that.
It isn't.
But maybe I have a plantation.
Right.
Maybe I am archaeologist's wife who go on the excavation dig to find jewels. Blood diamonds.
But that was not that outfit, or was it?
Oh, yes, yes. All of those outfits, actually. I could be, or I am the first female archaeologist of the time.
Oh, good. Yeah, right.
Looking for blood diamonds.
Because women, in fact, in the 1800s, didn't wear that. It was the men that wore that.
Well, it was women, too. But you're right. It was mostly men. But yeah. I did have a dress that I wore, a couture dresses.
You wore some. Well, I was talking about just specifically the plantation owner outfit. Then you had a bunch
yes.
of beautiful dresses.
Beautiful. That's more the woman's dresses.
Right.
So at first I go, look, I'm sort of like man.
Right.
Now I'm like woman.
Right.
So then that was more being like, I'm wife, I'm mother to Baron, wife to Donald, girlfriend to Sergio.
Right.
You know. And then
you
I go.
You probably found a couple more boyfriends, some hot
I
Africans.
It's a lot of work. I'm sore.
Some mandingos down there.
Mandingos inside of me, okay?
Yeah. So,
I mean,
now, the dresses were fine. I think then you struck another strange note in Kenya on safari, which I myself have also done.
Yes.
There's never, I must always
yes.
do the humble brag opportunity with the traveling, but you wore a very on-the-nose safari outfit.
That was much like the other one with peace helmet. They all kept saying, like, why are you wearing this peace helmet? I was like, I'm not wearing peace helmet. I'm not wearing peace on my head.
Peace helmet?
Yes, a peace helmet. They say it's a peace helmet. Peace helmet.
Oh, piss helmet. Pith.
Yeah.
Pith helmet.
Piss. Who pees on helmet? Nobody does that. So I wear the helmet to keep sun out of my eyes, okay?
Oh.
That's why. It doesn't matter that
no hat.
Colonialists wear those helmets. I don't know. I'm just being fashion. Now,
strange choice. I mean, you don't need it to go on safari. It's not like when you ride a bike and there's the rule of the bike helmet.
Yeah, but they say I did. My fashion stylist said to me, in Out of Africa, that's what they wore. So I wear it too.
Right.
I also wear it as if I'm going on either horseback or sidecar motorcycle from 1890.
Right.
So I decide to wear that around children
in Kenya.
Right.
So
for no reason. For absolutely no reason.
No, I want them to look at me and think, that is our owner.
Right. So I think they were confused about what was going on.
But
for sure.
I'm nice owner. I'm good. I love children. You the do. Babies are wonderful. I've never smiled and laughed so much in my whole life as I did when I was with these children.
Yes.
And then when I was with the baby elephant. Oh.
Oh, the baby elephant that knocked into you. That's right.
I wish that I could bring Donald. And he stand in the middle of all the elephants, mm-hmm. and they trample him to
right.
death.
You know what? I think you're not alone on that at all. Well, Melania, thank you for explaining. I feel like I do have clarity.
Thank you. I hope nobody is mad at me for what I wear just because I want to look like Master Race.
Yeah, I think I don't think anyone is.
No,
I think we're thrilled someone's doing something
it's
weird.
It's called fashion choice. Get into it, okay? I'm just being myself.
I'm going to look up your stylist and find out exactly when they got fired.
Oh, Brandy, I love talking fashion with you. It's so nice to have another beautiful, glamorous woman around to understand the whys and woes of fashion.
I love talking fashion with you too, Melania, and we'll see you next time, okay?
Okay, can't wait.
And now it's time for So There's That. All right, this is the part of the show where I give Julie the task of finding a So There's That moment in all the shitty shit that's going on in this world. It isn't just limited to America, but it always seems to resonate the most when she can find something good that's happening here on the home soil. In spite of the rotted Trump administration and the crappy conservative Congress. So we have some very important and valued international listeners. And once in a while, we throw them a bone. But for the most part, she tries to find the local triumphs to give us all hope. So, Meow Meow, I hope you didn't disappoint with your So There's That moment for this week.
I think we all know I will. So, I didn't even write one word down. So, I went through, there were different incarnations of this, and I wrote up some stuff, and there were different incarnations.
Yeah.
There was, like, different things, like the porn stars teaching the frat guys about sex, and, just other things. I just thought, nothing was really sticking to my heart,
Yeah.
And now this is...
It's hard to stick to, something almost
cold,
cement.
Dead
yeah.
Piece of shit. So I, basically, this is what I started thinking. We've all heard the thing, and this is why when we've even talked about it here, and we have a segment called Off Limits where somebody comes on and they, the whole thing of the one thing you don't talk about in relationships at the dinner table,
polite company
is you don't talk about politics.
Yeah. And religion, politics, and money.
Right, religion, politics. Now, I do not believe that.
You talk about all three of those. Well, you talk about religion and politics, and I talk about money, even
yes.
to the point of how much do you have in your bank account,
yes,
Roy Black?
Yes, exactly. Like,
straight up.
Exactly. I think those things are fun to talk about, and I think you actually get to know someone, and you will really know where you stand with someone when you have
right.
those conversations.
Yeah. Well, they'll know that where we stand. Julie's in one corner like, you believe the Bible's real. And I'm like, okay, so do you have, what's going on in your 401k? And we like can clear a room.
You voted for who?
Yeah.
Ugh. So, I would be happy to have that conversation with someone at me too. I'm not afraid of that. It doesn't bum me out. It doesn't
no.
turn me off. It actually turns me on. I think that it's good to have those conversations.
Yeah.
And I think that's honest and truthful. And I think it's good when you're, especially if you're in a relationship, if you might not be able to agree, but if you don't respect each other, what the fuck are you doing together?
Right.
So I don't really understand that. I think it's stupid. I think it's sweeping things under the rug. And I think it's a passive aggressive, which we all know is a horribly unhealthy way to
yeah.
live.
Yeah.
And I'm all very guilty of that. So when I heard that Taylor Swift, and if you haven't heard, Taylor Swift went on Instagram and she wrote this whole thing, which I'm going to read, about who she's going to vote for and who and even the party of which she's going to vote and who she's going to vote for
she
in her
state.
She came
out, like, I think supporting the people running in Tennessee.
Yes.
The Democrats running in Tennessee.
Now
the candidates.
Right. Now she, as a starting out in country music, then going into pop, you know, this is a person who probably has millions of conservative fans.
Yes.
She's one of the most popular, you know, music artists.
Right. Right. She is.
Of our time.
I'm a huge fan.
As am I. And she doesn't talk about politics. Again, she was one of those people. And as we know, celebrities, famous people who make money from people, don't talk about politics. We also, even on this podcast, when we'll ask certain people to come on, they don't want to talk about politics. They're afraid it's going to hurt their brand.
Right.
They don't want to expose.
I didn't want to.
Right. You're afraid to expose these thoughts
and
feelings.
Or you don't want to turn off half of your fans.
Right.
Or people that like you. Or just friends.
Right. Which is also indicative of the fact that these things have to be kept secret. And if we didn't keep them secret, maybe we would all have a little more respect for each other rather than pretending, oh, I don't want to know what they believe, blah, blah, blah. Well, I do want to know what you believe. And sometimes it won't matter and sometimes it will. And that has to be okay. So I was thrilled that a girl like this who, especially coming from country music, she lives in Tennessee. She's trying to be center. She doesn't want her fans to be turned off by her. I love that she then went on and said exactly who she's going
to
vote for.
And shout out to our bestie sisty, Johnny McGovern. Listen to his podcast, Hot Tea, mm-hmm. with Johnny McGovern. He sent this to us like 1 minute after the bitch posted it, because we do not. Instagram's a nasty habit. Thirstagram's a nasty habit. Oh. So we weren't on there, even though I do follow her on Thirstagram.
Yeah.
So he sent it to us. So,
and I do want, and he did say, he and Johnny, I did let me know that this did come from our second new intern, whose name is now Tezonde.
So, Tezonde.
Right. We want to say Tezonde/Johnny. Thank you.
Yeah. Row, Johnny wanted you to know Tezonde's coming for you.
Yeah. Tezonde is one of our new now interns. So, Tezonde, thank you so much. And Tay-Tay, when you, you know, listen, keep sending that stuff, because I don't like to do it. So she wrote this stuff down, and I'm going to read it. Also, we did then learned that because of that, voter registration went up by like 3 million people.
Because of her post on Instagram.
Yes. Like, that's how powerful it is to voice your opinion.
She got it to her fans in the most palatable way, because everybody, you know, accidentally, you're reading Instagram and all of a sudden now you're reading this. So she posted a picture, it was just a regular old picture, and then she did a long, long caption. And so when you're scrolling through Thirstagram, you're suddenly like, oh, what does Tay-Tay have to say? Not Tezonde, but Tay-Swift. What does she have to say? And then you're like, oh, now all of a sudden you're reading this and it's getting into, it's like, it was the perfect way to launch those little mental rockets right into the middle of those children's brains.
And I think that she also has a way of, and, you know, she also even wrote it in such a manner that was very respectful and nice and, you know,
her assistants saying, and her
assistants wrote it, but also her belief. So it's like, if you can put on a thing where you want to say that you believe in whatever with your religion and we're all supposed to just, okay, and you can't say your other beliefs, that is just hypocritical and it's ridiculous. And it, and why not be able to just say your beliefs without getting attacked? So I'm going to read this. I'm writing this post about the upcoming midterm elections on November 6th, in which I'll be voting in the state of Tennessee. In the past, I've been reluctant to publicly voice my political opinions, but due to several events in my life and in the world in the past 2 years, I feel very differently about that now.
I want to say that I think that that's because she had that trial with the guy who groped her, and she was like recording her album and like totally had been like not in hiding, but no one had seen her. And she came out to do that trial, and a lot of people talked shit. She felt really demoralized and humiliated, but she needed to come out against that guy. And I think after that, she was just like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you all.
Exactly. And I'm sure she just watched this Bruce Brett Kavanaugh thing.
Right.
And that was it. That was fucking it. Because there she was. There it was. All those ladies. You don't believe me. Well, she's one of them.
Yeah.
I always have and always will cast my vote based on which candidate will protect and fight for the human rights I believe we all deserve in this country. I believe in the fight for LGBTQ rights and that any form of discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender is wrong. I believe that the systemic racism we still see in this country towards people of color is terrifying, sickening, and prevalent. I cannot vote for someone who will not be willing to fight for dignity for all Americans, no matter their skin color, gender, or who they love. Running for Senate in the state of Tennessee is a woman named Marsha Blackburn. As much as I have in the past and would like to continue voting for women in office, I cannot support Marsha Blackburn. Her voting record in Congress appalls and terrifies me. She voted against equal pay for women. I can't. She voted against the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, which attempts to protect women from domestic violence, stalking, and date rape. She believes businesses have a right to refuse service to gay couples. She also believes they should not have the right to marry. These are not my Tennessee values. I will be voting for Phil Bredesen for Senate and Jim Cooper for House of Representatives. Please, please educate yourself on the candidates running in your state and vote based on who most closely represents your values. For a lot of us, we may never find a candidate or party with whom we agree 100% on every issue, but we have to vote anyway. So many intelligent, thoughtful, self-possessed people who have turned 18 in the past 2 years and now have the right and privilege to make their vote count. But first, you need to register, which is quick and easy to do. October 9th is the last day to register to vote in the state of Tennessee. Go to vote.org and you can find all the info. Happy voting. So there's that. So that's it for this episode of Dumb Gay Politics.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you all so much. Even the ones who aren't members of the Patreon, we're looking at you, Jim Qualls.
Oh, Jim Qualls. Yeah, Jim, it's time for you to join. You don't have to listen, but you need to join so we can have your dollar. Stop what you're doing, Jim, and go to www.patreon.com/dumbgaypolitics and sign up for our members-only non-politics podcast.
We know you like politics, Jim, but we like your money. And we like New Orleans, and we want both in our lives a lot more.
That's
so
right.
So let's get crack-a-lackin' stat. Also, we didn't say Lindsay Valley got us a huge... 1 pound thing of lemon heads, but like the Jawbreaker ones, like the big ball lemon heads, individually wrapped.
Yep.
Lemon heads really are our favorite sour balls to have.
Yes.
And I mean, we know sour balls
for an individually wrapped ball. It's all about lemon heads.
So Lindsay, thank you. I'm sorry. There were so many balls. There's just so many balls in so little time. But
I
Lindsay,
have never
thank you.
Had so many balls.
I mean, honestly,
Johnny, this saw so many balls.
Okay. And there's a review from, one of our main Patreon boos, Tarver Lundy, which perfectly encapsulates all that our Patreon podcast is and isn't. So if you're considering signing up with the $1, here's what you can expect.
Tarver said, quote, I love Braju.
Braju.
Braju. I love Braju because they open my eyebrows to the evils of social media, SNL, acting, the patriarchy, art, being sober, not being sober, and most importantly, feelings. I look forward to the next episode.
That's sweet. I love, love, love that review. Thank you so much, Harper. And as always, it's been real and it's been fun.
But mostly, it's been gay and it's been dumb.
How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
won't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.